There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, you take control of the airwaves right here toll free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Coming up, schools apparently in Illinois can now require students to hand over their social media passwords. We can talk more about that here in a moment as the state becomes even more invasive into your personal life or the life of your sons or daughters. But first, Mark, you have a story about the power, that power corrupts. And it's certainly not an uncommon topic here on Free Talk Live. There are all kinds of, you know, real-life examples of this happening to people. But you've got a related piece. And, of course, it's Ian, Adamo, and Mark in the studio here tonight.
Yeah, Adamo, the founder of copblock.org.
That's right.
Now, I think that this is one of those chicken-and-the-egg conversations that goes on. Does power corrupt, or do corrupt people seek power?
Well, we know that the latter is definitely true, and Lord Acton, I think, said that the first one was true, and I believe him.
Well, Lord Acton's the guy who got quoted saying something, and that's not how we determine things to be real or true or false in this world, because you can say something. That doesn't make it true.
I've seen it happen.
What, the power corrupt?
Yeah.
How so?
I mean, even some of the liberty activists that get elected around here start doing, in some cases, some questionable things. There was one of them that recently voted to continue a prohibition on having concealed weapons inside the state house, as far as if a state house member, if a state representative has a concealed weapon. And from what I understand, that person has not explained that vote.
That is a private organization where people can decide how it operates. So if
it's a private organization. No, it's a government organization.
Nobody who's forced to go there. Everybody was everybody who was elected when the rule was in place. I don't think that qualifies.
Why are you defending this person's vote? I mean, it's clearly
not a pro-freedom
vote.
I don't know who that person is.
I'm not naming the person for reasons of it's just not relevant to the discussion. But
I'm just saying I'm defending the vote because I wouldn't call that an abuse of power. That is a preference.
Well, wait a minute. If you support the freedom to bear arms, as most people within the liberty movement tend to support. Like, even if they personally don't want to bear arms, they will generally support the freedom of another person to do so. And so to say that, you know, to defend a vote by someone who claims to be pro-freedom to restrict the bearing of arms inside the state house, I don't think is something that a liberty-oriented person should be doing.
I understand what you both are saying. I don't know exact scenario of the topic you're discussing on this person to vote.
Yeah,
but I think in general, power tends to, you know, corrupt people. And you know, if you look at this scenario, which I think is a good example of it, you get handcuffed. You know, you say, like, a liberty-minded person would generally support this, and they would, but they're not in the liberty movement when they're in politics. They're not in the deal of, you know, advocating freedom. Like, they're in politics, and they have to stay there. And if they, you know, call it selling out, call it compromising, whatever it might be, and you could pick any politician from the worst to the best and point to a time where they most likely had to compromise. I mean, this happens in everybody's life, but it's more important when it's people who are, you know, purportedly working in your best interest, you know, so
maybe there was a good reason for it, but from what I understand, and I can't say I've been following it closely. I know we had Dave Ridley call in about this a couple of weeks ago, and he brought it up, where apparently this person was being called out on online for this vote, and that the person did not respond to the inquiries as to why did you vote this way. So, you know, I've seen that happen, and I've seen people, you know, sort of change how they behave once they get elected. I think that generally here in New Hampshire, the liberty-oriented reps are far and away the better reps than anyone else, no doubt. I mean, you know, 9 times out of 10, they're going to vote for the right thing. They're going to vote for more freedom. But there's that 1 out of 10 times where there's like a really questionable thing, like, why did you vote that way if you love freedom? Doesn't make sense.
Oh, I've seen it for myself. I'm on the fire department, and there was a situation where we got called to, you know, I thought there was a brush fire going on, so I went to it. I probably wouldn't have gone if I had known known what the circumstances were of the call, because I just wouldn't want to be involved, and then plenty of people, you know, enough people showed up. But there was a guy doing an unauthorized burn. He had put together a pile of trash and set it on fire. In this trash is pressure-treated wood, mattresses, furniture with fire retardants, you know, all these things that you really shouldn't be disposing of in this fashion, especially standing as close as one does. Also, across the street from a family's, you know, where a house where somebody lives, he's not, I don't want to exaggerate, 70 feet from somebody else's house burning, you know, trash.
Okay.
And the local lieutenant fire marshal says, nope, can't have it. The truck, the tanker truck pulls up, or I think it was a tanker truck, pulls up. One of the trucks pull up, and they hand me the hose and say, go put out the fire.
Oh, man.
And I went over there, and I put out that man's fire.
Were you sorry about that?
Afterwards? I was disturbed
by... Did you realize as you were doing that what you were doing was wrong?
I don't know that I... Cause, why is it wrong?
It's his property. It's his fire.
Nope,
shouldn't he
not,
be able to
not his property.
Whose property was it?
The bank possesses it, and he was working for the bank and disposing of it in a fashion that the bank likely would not have appreciated.
Hmm.
So okay. There you go. Well, see, you see, it's sticky,
yeah,
right?
It's a gray area for sure, because, yeah, once the bank owns something, no one owns it, and it's weird.
Well, the classic example of this was where a liberty activist who'd been elected to fire chief in Grafton, I think it was, had been called out to a situation where other liberty activists had a bonfire of some sort going. And this dude did turn the hose on and sprayed foam all over these people's bonfire. And there was no reason for it. There was just absolutely no reason
it's
for it.
It's a waste of foam, by the way.
Beyond the fact that, you know...
Yeah, I mean, that stuff's expensive.
Right.
And there was no reason to foam that up.
You're not going to teach Russell Canning a lesson. I mean, he's going to build another fire at another point. So
you're going to be taught the lesson.
Well, the reason he put the foam in there is so that they wouldn't build a fire in that spot or whatever,
okay.
Or that the water wouldn't have been as effective in preventing a fire being built earlier, or he just had the foam, you know, that's what was available.
Anyway, he got a lot of critique for that officer, that fireman, who was a liberty-minded person, supposedly, got a lot of critique, and I think rightfully so. I think that's one of those situations where the power went to his head, and all he was just a fire chief in one of the smaller towns in New Hampshire.
Right.
Yeah,
so fire chief
is probably an unpaid position in that town. It's just a, you know, I mean, it's not like people pile up for these positions. You got to, you know, you're hoping to get folks to do it. Anyway.
So what's the story? Where are we getting it? Where are you getting it from?
Yeah, this one is from ScienceDaily.com.
Okay.
New research published in the Leadership Quarterly highlights the influence of power in leader corruption. When
I like to just register my
corruption.
Frustration with the word leader being used to describe a politician. It's so common in the media, and I find it so objectionable because, to me, these people aren't leaders. Nobody in their right mind would follow them
the
anywhere.
Con artists, they're scammers.
Yeah,
right?
they're scumbags.
So you're on the side that the corrupt are attracted to power. Is that your claim?
Well,
mostly I would say that's probably true.
Maybe in this case, sure, because of the type of power we're discussing, because there are different types of power.
Yes.
I mean,
okay, so this is actually not just politician power. This is showing that, you know, that power in all situations
so
has
like
a corrupting influence.
So like the head of a corporation or charity,
yep,
or something like that?
Right.
Okay. Those people would be more accurately termed as leaders because they are actually leading an organization in some way, I think.
Well, I mean,
politicians,
think of the captain for a second sending his troops over to take the hill, knowing quite possibly that they're, you know, that this could be a suicide mission or at least a costly mission, mm-hmm, in the sense of lives. He's probably not going to share that information. Look, boys...
That's right, and he's
you're
probably not going to be
two thirds of you are not
hell.
Coming back.
You know, by our calculations, 75% of you will be dead within the next 2 hours. You know, they're not going to share that information. Now, is that a corrupt thing to do? I would say it is. That if you're going to send somebody up over a hill, especially a draftee, if somebody signed up for it, I suppose there's a better argument. But if a draftee, if you send somebody up over the hill, you ought to tell them what the dangers are.
I don't even know what they exactly. I've never signed up. Like, do they tell you, like, when you sign up, like, hey, we might put you in a situation where you are outnumbered, left for dead?
Isn't it obvious?
And well, maybe not.
This, like, is why they ask 17-year-olds to sign up.
Well,
my thing
is, like, true. I mean, I didn't really fall for that stuff, but, like, hey, it's like, hey, do you want to travel? Do you want to, like, get trained? And do
I fell
cool
for
stuff?
It. Absolutely.
And so, like, do they say, like, hey, you might get your leg blown off?
All right, we're gonna come back with more here in moments. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind on Free Talk Live's Live Sunday edition.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Majid lives in Nor Deven, Armenia with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free if you want. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight in the studio, it's me, Ian.
And Adamo.
And Mark.
Don't forget to check out Adamo's website, copblock.org. It's a great site. All kinds of useful information worth sharing. Over at copblock.org, updated at least daily, if not, seems like multiple times a day. It's a busy site.
Oh, yeah, it's active, and the social networks as well. You find all the links right there on the homepage.
Copblock.org. As we continue, we'll go to your calls and thoughts. Mark, you do have a lot more on this power corrupting issue.
I've gotten to basically the first sentence of the article.
Yeah, we've been riffing on it quite a bit. Corral is with us first, though, listening in Atlantic City to WPG. Hello, Corral.
Carl, but that's fucking called worse.
Sorry about that. Is it Coral or Carl?
Just Carl.
Carl, C-A-R-L.
Yeah, okay.
But it's
no.
C, not a K. But, you gotcha. Know, I want to bring Atlantic City, the governor brought in two big guns into Atlantic City. These are the guys that took Detroit into bankruptcy and got them out of it. They've been brought into Atlantic City because that's how bad Atlantic City is now. And nothing's off the table. Not even the schools. Now, I bring up the schools because they're going to bring down the cost per student by $8,000. Now, what I got to say about that? You say, oh, $8,000, that's what? Well, that'll bring them down to the state average of $18,000 per student.
So, wait, just to clarify, Jeez. What you're saying here is in your area of New Jersey, in the Atlantic City area, it is currently costing the government $26,000 per pupil?
In Atlantic City, yes.
Wow.
That's per year. Right.
Per year.
Right. Yeah, you can get a pretty good private school most places in the country for something like $8,000 a year. So
I know.
You're talking about three times that number, and it's incredible. And I just don't. How does this happen? I know the answer is that every kid now is a special needs kid, and I don't dispute that. Yeah. I think every kid is a special needs kid. I just don't like the government's definition of that. I believe that everybody learns differently, and you know, smaller groups are far better. But they're graduating. Their graduation. And it's been some time since I've seen these numbers, but within the last 10 years, I saw numbers that
60%.
Said... 60%. Well, 60% of their students are graduating, maybe in your area.
Yeah.
But 25% of those students that are graduating are functionally illiterate. I mean, I think you could stop funding government schools entirely and get a 25% illiteracy rate.
I agree, and if you could send them to Catholic school, they wouldn't have those special problems because they beat it out of them about a week. Huh?
That's such a much better alternative.
Yeah, I don't know. Violence.
The Catholic schools are probably the reason that we have public schools in the first place. Because what happened was the Protestant majority said, "Oh no, we can't have Catholics giving away free schooling. We need to use the power of government." And so
that doesn't mean you blame it on the Catholics. You blame
I'm
it
not
on
blaming
the Protestants.
The Catholics. No, I'm blaming the Protestants.
Okay.
The Catholics weren't doing anything wrong.
Right, okay. Carl, anything else you want to share?
Well, that will save the Atlantic City $57,952,000 a year by lowering that rate.
If they lower that rate. Now, are they going to lower that rate, or is that like a ballot measure where people have to vote on it?
No, I don't think so. That's why they brought these big guns in from Detroit, because they got to do it. They got it.
Big guns. I mean, Detroit's like bankrupt.
What do you mean they got to do it?
They're not bankrupt now. This lawyer and this other guy got them out of bankruptcy.
Oh, really? Dang. That's news to me. About that. We'll have to look into Detroit there. But what you're saying is the school board there in Atlantic City, is they have to cut the budget? They have to cut that amount?
Yes, and then there's going to be a whole lot of public employees laid off.
Why? Why? What was it? Maybe I missed that in your call. What was the reason why they had to make that cut?
Because 15% of their money right now is going to bonds. I'm not sure how many bonds they've got. And guess what? If they go bankrupt, then bondholders are going to be out of that money. Well, what happens?
I don't understand all the money and
now. Yeah, I don't
well, the economy. And, yeah. But the economy went bad, and it, what their land is worth. The casinos said we overpaid, and they had to borrow money to give the money back to the casinos.
So what you're saying overpaid. Is they can't get the taxes. They don't. They can't raise taxes fast enough to make up for the money that they're not collecting that they were collecting during like the economic heyday about a decade ago.
Right.
I get where you're coming from there.
Yeah,
thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, Carl, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So I guess I see what he's saying. Back when, you know, the real estate bubble was happening, that, you know, the governments were rolling in dough because the housing values were going up and the
higher
the property taxes.
For them, yep.
So, and then the economy had a difficult time and arguably still is in some ways. And so
notice that they're the last ones to take the to tighten the belt, though.
Yeah.
I mean, they really don't have to because they can just extort money from you.
Right.
They got as drunk and happy as anybody else did when the housing bubble was going on. People out there taking out second mortgages to buy Escalades and all that crap that was going on. But the politicians bought the Escalades and they're still buying them.
So there's an
interesting thing. We're going to downsize to a Mercury.
I mean, so it's interesting that he brought that up. And we'll get back into the power discussion here in a moment. But there's a related story here in Keene. I think there's a good example of just the kind of ripe political situation that we have here. Keene's historically been known for its civil disobedience and people like Uademo moving here from Coplock and, you know, some of these high-level activist types being here and the different outside-of-the-system stuff that's sort of churned from that. But there's also, I think, a really ripe political opportunity in Keene. For instance, in New Hampshire, they have these things that they do on a yearly basis that they're essentially these school deliberative sessions, I believe that they're called. And what happens is they have they go to the high school, the school board meets there, and then as many people in the community who are interested show up. Now, 90% of the people that show up are teachers. They're government school teachers or janitors or whoever. Somebody
employees.
Working,
so closely directly
someone
related.
Someone working for getting connected. A paycheck from the school system. They're the ones who have the most interest in showing up at these meetings. But liberty activists over the last few years have started showing up as well. And so we're kind of like the only opposition to all of these proposals for, or at least the only principled opposition to these proposals for more spending. So normally they start these meetings with a proposal to increase the budget every single year, and then in the meeting, they take proposals from people in the audience to increase the budget even more. We work in the music department, and we need more money over here, and then so, like, the music department...
So what about the kids sale, right? Like, what about the kids?
Are people who will vote against that who are even the teachers, because some of the teachers don't want the other departments to get the money. Not all of the teachers will vote for all of the increases, and so it actually ended up to where last year we had enough Free State Project participants who were in the audience there to actually stop some proposed increases, because we had enough of a margin of votes to prevent the proposed increases. But when we tried to propose things like reducing the budget, of course, those things were shot down.
Is
90 to 10.
Okay, it's like, do you need like a 50-50 to stop something?
If you had 51%, you'd be able to control the entire meeting.
So majority passes an issue.
Exactly.
Okay. Of course, once they figure out that you're coming, then all the other teachers are like, whoa, I can't take that day off. I'm going to have to go support my teachers.
Maybe they would, maybe they wouldn't. I mean, they already know we're there. They just don't, you know, they're not...
They're not taking it seriously. You haven't accomplished anything by going yet.
No, we have accomplished the stopping of some spending increases.
Okay.
That much has definitely been accomplished.
Thank you for that.
It'd be nice to turn around the budgets and, you know, lower them, but that's the tricky part. But my point being that all it would take would be another, I don't know, 90 people to show up. I mean, really, a few hundred activists moving to any town in New Hampshire could have a major impact. There's more coming up.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned in to his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. And again, toll-free 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype on into the show. Username LRN.FM with you in studio. You've got me, Ian.
Fidemo.
And Mark.
And coming up, more about power corrupting. There's certainly a lot of evidence for it, and Mark's going to go through some news and, or I guess, an opinion. Oh, is it an opinion piece, a sort of overview? What would you call this exactly?
I would call it an overview.
An overview of a study?
Science Daily.
From Science Daily. We'll get into that here. I'm fascinated with it. And we were just talking a moment ago about some of the political opportunities here in New Hampshire. I was touching on one of them. Of course, we're all here as part of the Free State Project. We made the move to New Hampshire as early movers in the Free State Project, the idea being, hey, let's get liberty-minded people, people who care about freedom, to actually come to the same place and get active together, because we can have a greater effect in whatever it is that we're doing, whether it's doing cop block or whether it's running for political office, we can have a greater effect, and we've seen that that's the case. The Free State Project is not some sort of pie-in-the-sky concept anymore. It's real. It's been happening. People have been moving for more than a decade, and people are moving every single week. There's new movers parties that they throw out in Manchester every single month where multiple people are attending as new movers, and of course, there's always people moving into other parts of the state on a regular or irregular basis as well. We're going to see, hopefully, those numbers will be increasing. Over 16,000 people have pledged to make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and over 1,600 are currently here already. So we've got over 10%, actually, of the current total membership numbers have already been, they're already here in New Hampshire. So I'm excited about where we're at today with over a dozen Free State Project participants actually elected to political office, and a burgeoning and exciting scene of a sort of outside the system activism as well. It's really
it's an exciting time. There's a lot of happenings here in the Shire.
Yeah, I'd like to encourage anybody who loves liberty to you know, make the move up here. Do the research, get out there, and go to 101reasonsfilm.com, watch the 60-minute documentary about the 101 reasons why liberty lives in New Hampshire. This is the best place. It's already arguably the freest place in the United States and probably the whole world in a lot of ways, and it's going to get better as more liberty activists move here. And as I was saying, there's some real opportunity here. James Cleveland, we talked about how he's been found guilty of recording the police, which, of course, isn't the actual charge. They charged him with disorderly conduct for recording the police and resisting arrest for recording the police. He's been found guilty of those things. James ran for political office, state rep, here in Keene in 2014. Now, he didn't win the primary, but the guy he was up against in the primary only got 70 more votes than James did. And there were only like 100 and something, maybe 120 or whatever, 100 votes cast in the election.
So he pretty much got creamed.
Well, yeah, but that said, as I was pointing out before, 70 people or 100 people could overturn anything that happens in the school board meeting that happens yearly here, and 70 people in that one voting ward in Keene would have been able to flip that election to James as the winner, and had James won that primary, he would have gone on to face another liberty activist in the actual election, so it could have been one freedom activist versus another freedom activist, which I think we're going to see more of that happening here in New Hampshire as time goes on.
Plus, you could say that he's taking votes away from the other, you know, worse candidates or whatever. You know, I don't know how that would work out, but it could be a bad or it could be a good, so it'd be a flip side of the coin.
I think what's really important is they're offering options. You know, so many Americans are getting the choice of, you know, big government red team or big government blue team.
Right.
That's true.
And at the very least, you're getting some other choice here in New Hampshire. I think the best hope for Keene comes from from the state capitol, not from the, you know, city council building or whatever, the state, city hall. I think that that's a lost cause. And
well, James was running for state rep, not a city position.
I understand, but what I'm saying is I
my point was, it was what I wanted to focus on was the small amounts of numbers that can have an impact here in New Hampshire, that you could win a primary election with 100 voters here in Keene, which is, you know, like the seventh largest city in New Hampshire, and you know, there's not a lot of big cities here. There's Manchester with 100,000 people. I don't know what the turnouts are like in Manchester, but in most primary elections in New Hampshire, it's a relatively small amount of, like, the most hardcore political people. And I think what's important to know about the Free State Project from a political perspective is right now you could probably argue that the Free State Project has maybe more activists on the ground in New Hampshire than the Republicans and or Democrats do within their own parties. I don't know if that's necessarily yet a true statement, but it's going to be getting close very soon, because there's only some, like, I'm not talking about people who will vote Republican or Democrat. I'm talking about the people who are activists for the Republicans and Democrats.
Yeah.
And they only have so many people who have that level of dedication to,
right,
you know, show up to a party meeting or something.
Sure. This is a secret, the out-in-the-open secret that many Americans don't really get, is that your political system isn't controlled by the politicians. elections, and it isn't controlled by the voters. It's controlled by the party activists on the state level. And those people really make a difference. In a state like New Hampshire, there may be 1,500 Republican activists and 1,500 Democrat activists. You know, those numbers might
vary. It might be 500, honestly. I don't know.
I'm telling you, I go to the state Republican convention, and I'm willing to bet that we're talking, that I'm giving you some pretty good numbers. So when you see the Free Staters come in, these people are extra active, and many of them are involved in politics. So you see, you know, it's important. They're still outnumbered, but they're very influential.
So we were talking about politics and specifically power. Now, on one hand, there are great political opportunities here. On the other hand, it is political power, and, you know, that comes with it some dangers, that power corrupts people, even libertarians. And so I think people need to be aware of that, and I think that maybe the best way to fight against it is to communicate and to hold people accountable for their actions, even once they get elected. Like, hey, you're supposed to be a libertarian. Why would you vote like this? To have that community here to hold them accountable, we've got that too, right? So there's the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance that actually looks at all of the votes that the state reps make, and then they grade the state reps, all 400 of them, and the 24 senators as well. So 424 politicians get an A through F ranking, with constitutional threat being actually worse than F. But they get this ranking range that they receive a report card essentially every single year from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. And again, that kind of helps keep some pressure on these politicians.
Kind of helps. That's a pretty big deal, and it's not happening in 49 other states.
No, it's an amazing thing.
It's an amazing thing. It cannot be overstated what an incredible thing that is and what an influence that's going to have on.
One of the things that they do, New Hampshire Liberty Alliance also looks at all the legislation, and they rank the legislation based on whether or not it is liberty-oriented or not, and that's a tremendous task to take. Well, I think this year it's 800 pieces of legislation, 800 proposed pieces of legislation, and to have the volunteers to go through all of them and make voting recommendations.
That's what I'm saying while you guys are discussing this. I'm thinking in my head, like, well, do you want good politicians or do you want bad politicians? You know, like, you want good politicians.
Politicians.
Well, exactly.
And so that choice.
Like, I'd much rather have them, you know, do whatever it takes to get to the logical conclusion of no state. But, I mean, if there was a politician and you asked, why are you voting this way? And if I was a politician, I feel the only way I could answer in good conscience is saying that I've chosen this megaphone, I've chosen this avenue, and I must stay here to advocate that. And so, like, as long as you would be, like, truthful, because, like, instead they're telling you, like, oh, I support issue X and I'll do whatever it takes, you know, Mr. Freeman, to get issue X there. And then all of a sudden, well, the way life works up here is if I gotta stay, I gotta play ball, and sorry, your issue wasn't as important. You know,
they call that political capital. Oh, I don't have the political capital
to spend on that issue. I'm sorry.
I have to hold my political capital until a more important issue.
But if you give me your vote this year, next year I might be able to spend that capital on you. Anyways, but so that's ultimately what happens. Now, if the politician's goal is to actually change the system within, they're going to fail. The power or the system is going to corrupt them themselves. But if I feel that they're there for the megaphone, and so let's say there's an issue I had to vote for party wise or something like that, or to exist. But if I was still saying that, hey, that's why, and it's, you know, it's bad,
You'd be speaking out about it
and so highlight it. So, like, but you also would have to realize that your career is probably in jeopardy because of that. So it's a very fine line. I guess.
Well, the nice thing about New Hampshire is that there's not much of a career in being a New Hampshire state representative. You get paid $100 a year.
Well, those who the ones that are figuring a career, that, like, that's the launching pad, right? They want to go down to D.C. They want to be like governor.
Oh, I see what you mean.
So if they're actually looking to have a profitable career.
Going from state rep to D.C. in New Hampshire would be a pretty difficult step. More coming up here. 855-450-FREE. You can take control. Power corrupts.
And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. In the 1930s, the Supreme Court adopted a radical new theory of the Constitution. Although the justices had initially resisted Franklin Roosevelt's progressive efforts to control the nation's economy, they relented, allowing the government to override many private decisions, in spite of the fact that to our founders, government existed to protect individual liberty. But to this day, many politicians and unelected officials still retain dangerous levels of power over personal and economic choices. This was strongly illustrated by a 2005 Supreme Court ruling, the Kelo decision, allowing states to use eminent domain, confiscating private property to benefit private developers. This decision had its roots in the progressive era of 70 years earlier, when the court diluted our rights. These roots still dangerously pull against our liberty. To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
We be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. We touched on this Power Corrupts article, and we're going to continue with that here in a moment. You can, of course, bring up anything you'd like. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can get free coffee, an entire pound of it, as a matter of fact.
That's right, a free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. It's 100% organic and shade grown and made with top 1% grade Arabica beans. And this is among the best tasting coffee you'll ever drink in your life. Now, the other thing about BuzzBox Coffee is that they help us help people around the world. They give back some of the profits to Free Talk Live, and we're able to give out microloans through Kiva.org. And we've helped many people, and we're going to be able to help many people more. Those people, they're paying their loans back. I get little updates on the loans as they get paid back, and it excites me, because when that money comes back, I'm able to, right when they pay back like $1 at a time. I mean, it takes them a while to pay this back. These people are in countries that look at the dollar entirely differently than we do. And they pay it back $1 at a time, but every time those dollars come in, 25 people paying back $1, that's another loan that we're able to give out to another person. And we're really excited about this. And if you want to join with us, you can upgrade your coffee drinking experience. You can drink better, healthier coffee, and You can help people around the world. So it's also, you don't have to do the coffee shopping anymore. It's all taken care of because you just, you know, you customize your delivery the way you want it. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's go to the phones and the fun. We've got Kenny. He's on the line in Texas. This is one of the people who we discussed throughout the first hour of the show. Kenny, you are with Arlington Cop Block. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Yes, thank you, thank you.
It's good to have you here. We I don't know if you heard the first hour, did you?
No, I didn't. No, okay. I actually got the message through my Facebook and said, hey, they're talking about y'all guys. And so I go on your little website deal and got in the chat room to see if the discussion was still going on, you know.
So we, it's not still going on, but it's Free Talk Live, so we can always go back to it, so it's not a problem at all. So glad to have you here. Just to recap, basically, we did talk extensively sort of about what happened. You guys were out cop blocking in Arlington, Texas, just to bring our listeners up to speed who also may not have been listening at the time. So you guys were out doing what was an epic day of like a 12-hour long cop blocking with multiple people being involved. You actually had a reporter from the LA Times out with you, and apparently later on in the afternoon, after the reporter leaves, right afterwards, the police zeroed in on a couple of you guys and threatened you over open carrying an old black powder pistol. Both of the people who were arrested did not have that pistol. Only, was it you, Kenny, that had the pistol?
Yeah, that was me. They do that every time. Whenever we have reporters out, they wait till they leave, and then they pounce on us. They actually have, get this, City of Arlington has a special force just for us. It's called the Special Op Force.
Really?
That's a little creepy.
Yes. Yes.
How did you come across this information?
Yeah, what makes you think that they're just for you?
Because they said it on the scanner, on our scanner. Corey and I started, I don't know, about 10 o'clock before we met up with the rest of the group and the news reporters. And we did an open carry over in South Arlington, and we were listening on the scanner, and as soon as, after about 5 or 10 minutes, they come on the scanner and said, hey, the dispatch did. They said, we got two guys carrying blah, blah, blah. And the other officer said, all right, I'm en route. And the sergeant, or I'm assuming it was a sergeant, somebody, their superior, said, hey, listen, guys, this is for the special ops team. if they're not doing anything wrong, if they're not harming anybody, leave them alone and let them be. And we have that on recording of on the scanner. And,
until the special ops shows up.
Yeah, the special ops. Well, that's in South Arlington. Arlington's got four divisions. The north, south, east, and west. We go over on the east side, and that's where the arrest goes down. There's some hard noses over there. I mean, they don't like Constitution. They don't like people's rights. They don't care. It's revenue over there.
This is a big city, by the way. We were wondering how big Arlington is. I just checked, according to Google, almost 400,000 people living in the city of Arlington. Is that right?
Oh yeah, and they write about 4 million tickets.
Too. How many cops? 4 million tickets. How many cops are on the Arlington? You said there's four different divisions in total.
Right.
Do you know how many cops there are in the city police department?
I don't know. I can't tell you right offhand.
Because I know in a city,
I do know that there's a lot.
Yeah, I know that in Manchester, which is a city of 100,000, there are about 200 cops. So I guess you probably have around 800. Would be my guess.
Oh, absolutely. And the college there has their own police department, police force, the UT police department.
So, I mean, look, you guys have been on the news. You guys were featured. Arlington, Texas cop block was featured on Bill O'Reilly, where, you know, they made
the
fun of you.
The no-spin zone.
Because they don't actually have anything intelligent to say, so they attacked the beard of one of the guys in cop block. And so, I mean, I would imagine that it was at that point that you got on the radar of the Arlington Police Department in a big way, if you weren't already. How many of these guys do you think already knew who you were? I mean, do you get that feeling that there's been a memo sent out about Arlington cop block?
Most definitely. I mean, they have us on the radar. You hit it right. I mean, they know exactly who we are. They know exactly what we drive. and they know us by our names. I mean, they pull up, and, you know,
Hey, Kenny, how's it going? I got your handcuffs with me today.
Right. You're next, you know. Right. And the thing is, like yesterday, and I've seen this in the chat room, about our black powder. I don't know what the laws is for guns up there in New Hampshire, but here in Texas, we are one of five states out of 50 that cannot open carry. And people think, right, Texas, we're down here slinging six shooters on our hips, and that's not the case. And the law
I've heard
is,
you guys even have like metal detectors at the state house.
Oh yeah.
I'd say that's just about every state house.
We don't do that here in
New Hampshire.
Wow. You know, hey, we might even move up there because it seems like there's more freedom up there than there is here in Texas.
Well, you can open carry an actual pistol.
You can open carry whatever the hell you want here in New Hampshire. Yeah, but it's not perfect. I mean, New Hampshire isn't a perfect destination. There's problems here, too. But I can tell you this. You know, I'm originally from the South, technically Florida, and the cops up here are just less scary to me. I don't know. I mean, Adamo, do you feel the same way about the New Hampshire cops?
Yeah, I would. I mean, maybe that's in part their natural demeanor, but also here in Keene, particularly, like, you know, there was a good 5-6 years, four for sure, of, you know, cops getting used to activists before I showed up. So,
but you guys are hardcore. I mean, going out for 12 hours to cop block, how many people were involved? That's a long running shift. How many people would you say were involved over the entirety of that 12 hours? That sounds like you had a good crew.
We had about roughly about 10 of us. And nice. It usually starts out with Corey Watkins and I, and maybe Jacob Cordova sometimes, but it mainly starts out with Corey and I. And we'll start out in the morning, just kind of hit around, see what's happening. And then about noon, 1 o'clock, about mid-range, you know, we get more people involved. And then as the evening goes, it kind of dies out because everybody's tired. But, we've started, I mean, we've put in some, you know, 15, 16 hours sometimes going to like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
When the bars are closing, you know.
Now, you said there's four.
Those are called our film trips because during those times like that, on those days, our film trips, we filmed government buildings. We went and filmed the last one we had, we filmed the Department of Treasury. And that is on our YouTube channel. And they just come out and tell us that that's federal property. They're self-sufficient, you know, and none of our money, our taxes didn't pay that. That's a closed area, and we can't be there, you know.
So you guys are facing, was it an interfering with government business charge?
A public official?
Yeah. It's always interfering with police duties is what it is. And I think Joseph, I think that was his charge. I've got the charge for interfering with police duty.
And then a disorderly,
and
right?
Disorderly conduct while displaying a firearm.
Did they keep your firearm? Did they confiscate it?
Yeah. They kept that and my cell phone.
They stole your property and your cell phone.
Kenny, do you have more time to talk about this? I'd really like to know a little more about your experience and specifically what you're planning on doing, coming up as far as going to court, etc. So if you can stick with us through the news, we're going to bring you back in hour number 3. Stand by. More with Kenny from Arlington, Texas, CopBlock, CopBlock.org. You have the founder of CopBlock in studio with us here tonight. Adamo Freeman is here, and we are Free Talk Live. There's more coming up.
Inventory isn't about products, kid. It's about money. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. I hate overstock. I hate understock. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting money. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger KeepStock Solutions help us manage our facility's inventory, so we have exactly what we need when we need it. No more, no less. It's inventory management my way. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.